Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Today we're talking about estimated taxes. Specifically, what are estimated taxes? When are they due? And what do you need to know about determining your estimated taxes, making payments on those estimated taxes, and everything else you needed about estimated taxes? Now, you might be saying, Mike, why are you coming to us now near April about estimated taxes? Like, I just got done handling my tax filings for last year. And the reason is because we have an estimated tax due date coming up on April 15th. The other reason that I love to do this topic earlier in the year is because it gets you thinking and planning about putting money away for these estimated taxes. So first off, I kind of want to just explain how the U.S. system works. The U.S. is a pay-as-you-go system. So you pay as you earn money. Now, a lot of people think, well, I don't have to owe taxes until the end of the year when I file my tax returns. That's when I have to owe taxes if I'm owed it. But the U.S. is technically a pay-as-you-earn system. So as you're earning money, you owe taxes when you're earning that money, in the quarter that you're earning that money. And if you wait until the end of the year to make payments on that, you might have interest and penalties that you're going to have to face if you wait to make those payments until the end of the year. So let's just kind of go through this as like a W-2 example. As a W-2 employee working for somebody else, you get your gross salary. Let's say you make $100,000 a year. You make $100,000 a year. That's your gross salary. Now, your employer is going to take out for federal taxes. They're going to take out for Social Security, Medicare, state taxes, and they're going to pay the federal government and the state agencies those payments for the income that you're earning. So they're every quarter, every month, every paycheck, they're saying, okay, so-and-so made X amount of dollars. We took out X amount of dollars for federal and state taxes, and then they're going to make those payments to the state agencies, the government agencies, as you are earning those funds. So when you're a W-2 employee, this is happening as well. Your employer is making federal income tax payments on your behalf. They're withholding them from your paycheck and sending them to the government agencies. But now, when you're a business owner, you are that employer per se. And so you do not have somebody automatically withholding and sending those payments up to the government agencies. And so now you, as the business owner, are responsible for making payments to the government agencies as you are earning money. And so that's this idea of estimated taxes. We're saying, here's what we estimate our tax bill to be, and now we need to make payments to the governments every quarter based on those payments. Now, the year-end, that year-end tax filing, is simply a reconciliation. So at the end of the year, when we file a tax return, we're going to the government and saying, okay, here's everything going on in our life for that year. Here's the income I made, here's any deductions, here's any credits, and here's the amount of taxes that we put in. And then you're talking to the government, so you're saying, okay, based on that, my total tax was X amount of dollars, I paid in this X, Y amount of dollars, and here is either the amount that's left over. You either get a refund or there's an amount due. If you get a refund, it's simply just telling you that you paid too much in taxes throughout the year and the government's giving you your money back. So if your tax bill was $10,000, you paid in $12,000, you're going to get a $2,000 refund. The government's giving your money back. Now, let's say in the other case, your tax is $10,000 and you paid $8,000. Well, now when you file your tax return, you're doing that reconciliation. Now you're going to owe that remaining amount. So I do want to talk a little bit about that year-end reconciliation, because a lot of business owners, a lot of individuals sometimes don't understand this. When they're talking about getting a refund, they think, oh, if I get a refund, that means that I saved a lot on taxes this year. When that's not necessarily the case. A refund doesn't mean you saved money on taxes. A refund is just saying you paid too much in taxes throughout the year, and then the government's giving you your money back. And so that's what I want to think about, is a lot of people will judge how much they saved in taxes based on whether they got a refund or whether they owe. And that's simply not the case. It's just simply a year-end reconciliation. A tax return is a reconciliation, seeing here's all the activity I had throughout the year. Here's the amount I made in tax payments. Now you're either giving me money back if I made too much, or I'm giving money to you if I didn't give you enough. Estimated taxes are the way that business owners can make payments against that future tax bill, against that tax bill as they're earning money. And so when we talk about estimated taxes, there's some important due dates that we need to be thinking about. There's a quarter one, two, three, and four. Quarter one is January through March. So any earnings that you made in your business from January through March is going to be Q1 earnings. And the estimated tax payments for Q1 is April 15th. Q2 is going to be April and May. So only 2 months, the months of April, the months of May, and that estimated tax payment is going to be due June 15th. Now, Q3 is June, July, and August, and that's due September 15th. And then Q4 is September, October, November, and December, and those estimated tax payments are due January 15th. Now, you might be thinking, Mike, you got that wrong. Q1 is January, February, March. Q2 is April, May, June, and that's how it is. Every month, every quarter has 3 months in it. When we talk about estimated tax payments, in the eyes of the IRS, they switch things up. So that is what I mentioned as the due dates is correct, even though it seems weird and doesn't seem to match typically when we think of a quarter. So again, quarter one is January, February, and March, January through March earnings, and the estimated tax payment for that is due on April 15th. That's why we're talking about this now. Q2 is April and May earnings. April and May earnings, and those are due on June 15th. Q3 is June, July, and August earnings, and those are due on September 15th. And then Q4 is September, October, November, and December, and the estimated tax payment for those earnings is due on January 15th. So that's the important thing about estimated taxes, is that the U.S. is a pay-as-you-go system, and those you have to pay taxes as you are earning it, at least in a quarter. So if you earn something in January, you don't need to make an estimated payment for that right away. You can wait until that Q1, January through March earnings are due, which is that April 15th point. Now, how do you calculate estimated taxes? And that's kind of the confusing part. That's the part where a lot of people run into issues. They're like, how do I know how much to send in? And so there is what they call a safe harbor. And basically, the IRS says that if you send in 100% of your tax bill last year, you're fine. You're not going to be faced with any interest and penalties. Now, when you do that year-end reconciliation, you might still owe taxes, but you're not going to get hit on interest or penalties as long as you meet this safe harbor. And the first safe harbor is 100% of the previous year's taxes. Let's say your total taxes for last year was $20,000. If you make estimated tax payments throughout this year of $20,000, you're not going to be faced with interest and penalties. Some at the end of the year, you might be getting a refund, but if you owe money, you're not going to get hit with interest and penalties as long as you've reached where you've paid equally throughout the year estimated tax payments of 100% of last year's tax bill. Now, if you have an adjusted gross income over $150,000, that 100% turns into 110%. So let's say that you had a really good year and your total taxes last year was $100,000 in taxes that you owed. Now, this year, in order to meet that safe harbor, you'd have to pay $110,000 in estimated taxes, and that would be broken out by quarter. Portion of it in Q1, portion in Q2, Q3, Q4, and so on. So that's the safe harbor option. And that's an important thing to remember. This is the easiest thing, is that we can automatically kind of look at last year's tax bill. If we made over $150,000, we need to pay in estimated taxes 110% of last year's tax bill. As long as we do that, we're not going to be hit with a tax bill at the end of the year. We're not going to be hit with interest and penalties at the end of the year. We're still going to have to do that reconciliation, and we might still owe money, but that money we owe is not going to get hit with interest and penalties. And that's the key thing. Just to kind of drill this idea forward, I want to go through an example. And this could be a potentially really real example for somebody. Let's say last year, you didn't have much income. You were just getting your business off the ground, and you had $20,000 in taxes that you owed last year. But this year, you signed a monster deal, and you're going to make $2, $3, $4 million this year. Using the safe harbor, we could pay 110% of last year's tax bill. That means that even though we made significantly more income, we can use a safe harbor, pay 110% of last year's tax bill, and avoid interest and penalties on not making our full tax payments equally throughout the quarter. Now, again, you're still going to owe that tax. It's just it's not going to get hit with penalties or interest if you meet that safe harbor. 100% of previous year's tax bill, if your adjusted gross income is under $150,000. If it's over $150,000, then you have to make estimated tax payments equal to 110% of last year's total tax. This episode is brought to you by TaxZone. At TaxZone, we understand that saving taxes can be complex and overwhelming for business owners. That's why we're here, to be that tax strategist in your back pocket. ensuring that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. With TaxZelm, you receive a tax savings blueprint tailored to your business needs, unlimited access to our team of tax experts, and an annual one-on-one live consultation. You'll also have access to our comprehensive training with videos, downloads, templates, workbooks, guides, and so much more, along with our monthly live trainings to keep you informed and in control. Thousands of business owners across the country trust TaxZelm. It's time you did too. Visit us now and take that first step towards paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. There has never been a better time to join TaxZelm. Do not forget about our 30-day money-back guarantee. We guarantee that we will present tax saving strategies that will, at a minimum, cover the cost of your subscription fee or your money back. This is your risk-free invitation to explore the benefits of TaxZelm membership and how it can transform your approach to tax planning and savings. Go to TaxElm.com. That is TaxElm.com. Now back to the show. The other option is Actual. And I kind of like to do both of these. If you have a business that runs the same, you're kind of traditionally overall having a very similar amount of income year over year, just do the safe harbor. Do the 100% of previous years. Do the 110% of previous years for your estimated tax payments. But if you have a business that fluctuates, you're constantly changing, and that business is maybe having a big year or maybe having a down year, then we can look at more of an actual method. And the safe harbor that the IRS has for this is that if you pay 90% of your current year tax liability, then you're safe. You're not going to get hit with interest and penalties on anything over that. So let's say that your tax liability for this year is $100,000. We've done the math. We kind of estimated where your business is going to be, how your business is going to perform, and we have determined that your tax bill for this year is going to be $100,000. In order to meet the safe harbor and not have to deal with penalties and interest, you'd only have to make tax payments, equal tax payments spread across a quarter of $90,000, 90% of that. So when we do the actual method, we're looking and saying, okay, here's our income for the year. Here's all the activity we have. And we're sort of running a mock tax return. So we're running kind of a tax return to see how's our business performing based on how our business is performing and based on everything else we have going on in our life. Here's what we estimate our tax liability to be. And then we're making estimated tax payments on that. This is the method that I often use. So in Q1, now this time of the year, I'll run a report, see how did the business do in January through March. I'll kind of do a mock tax return to say, okay, here's what I expect my tax liability to be. I'm going to make a payment for just Q1 on a quarter of that amount. Q2, assuming income's the same, make the other quarter and then continue those payments forward. So when we look at that, those payments, you have kind of the safe harbor methods where you can just look at last year's taxes and that's all. Or if you want to go the actual method, then the safe harbor is 90% of your current year tax liability, your current year total tax must be paid through estimated taxes to avoid any interest and penalties. If you just skip estimated taxes altogether, then you're going to be faced with penalty and interest on those, which you'll factor those in when you do your final tax return, when you do that reconciliation. You're going to have an amount due, which is going to be your tax bill that you haven't paid yet. And then there's going to be a little bit of interest and penalties on top of that that you'll also have to owe to the government. When it comes down to paying these, you can go directly on the IRS website, make a payment. Make sure you do estimated tax payment when you're on the IRS website. Make sure you do estimated tax payment and you pick the correct year that's for. So right now, you go estimated tax payment for 2024. Because that's the year that we're in. It might even ask for quarter one. You'd put quarter one in there. Or you can mail a check-in and you'd use form 1040-ES to do that. Now, estimated taxes are not just necessarily just on the federal side. You might have to also make estimated tax payments on the state side. So check your state website on making those payments, but you also want to factor in both the state side and the federal side because they both operate very similarly as far as that pay-as-you-go system, as well as penalties and interest as potentially needed. Now, obviously, the IRS bill is traditionally going to be bigger because the tax rates are more taxed on the federal side than the state side. But you do want to make sure you're also thinking about the state side. Let's kind of wrap this up and just kind of go through a review again. The reason that we're talking about this now is, one, we have a due date. Quarter one of 2024 is due on April 15th. That's coming up. And so you might be saying, yeah, I'm just paying my bill from last year. Well, let's also get a payment out for that estimated tax payment for this year so far. The U.S. is a pay-as-you-go system. You owe taxes in the period that you earn that money. Now, when we look at year-end, that tax return, that is just simply a reconciliation. You're giving the government all the information on income, deductions, expenses, all that information. You're giving it to the government. You're filing a tax return saying, here's the amount of tax that I'm responsible for, and here are the payments I made. And then there's either a refund if I made too many payments, or an amount due if I didn't make enough payments to cover that tax bill that was done in that reconciliation, that tax return that I did. We talk about due dates for estimated taxes. Q1 is earnings for January, February, and March. That's due April 15th. Q2 is earnings for April and May. That's due June 15th. Q3 is earnings for June, July, and August. That is due September 15th. And Q4 is earnings for September, October, November, December, and that's due January 15th. When we look at how much should I make in estimated tax payments, there's a safe harbor. If you just want to look at, okay, what was my tax bill last year? If your income is under $150,000, you just need to make 100% of that tax that you had last year. So if your tax bill last year was $10,000, every quarter you're going to send in a payment for $2,500 to cover that. Now, if your income is greater than $150,000, then you have to pay in 110% of last year's tax liability. So let's say last year's tax liability was $100,000. Now you'd have to pay in $110,000 in equal statements, so in equal installments. So break that into four and make that payment in Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4. Now you can also run the actual method and say, okay, I want real data. I want to really know what my tax bill is so I don't have a big surprise at year end, but then I also can make payments in. So then you'd have to run actual data. How is your business performing? What's your income look like this year? Run sort of a mock tax return, and then your estimated tax payment, the safe harbor, the minimum you can do without having to worry about interest and penalties, is 90% of what you expect the current year tax liability to be. And then again, you'll break that out in quarters. I like the actual method just for the fact that you kind of know what your tax bill is going to be. So that when you do that year-end reconciliation at year-end, there's no surprises. If you had a year last year where you made $100,000 and this year you made $1 million, there's a significant change in income there. If you did just the safe harbor method, you'd only have to put in max of 110% of that $10,000 or that tax bill that you made or had to pay on $100,000 of income, even though you made $1 million this year. But you're going to get stuck with a big surprise during tax season because although you avoided penalty interest, you still owe that big tax bill. And so I like the actual method. It's a little bit more work, a little bit more complicated, but if you have a fluctuating business, I like the actual method because you have the ability to know what that tax bill is, or at least have a really good idea of what that tax bill is, make estimated payments to help avoid big surprises at year end. But again, if your business is very similar, up, down a little bit, I love the safe harbor methods of 100% of last year's tax bill or 110% of last year's tax bill. Remember, if you're in that camp that just says, I'm not going to pay estimated taxes, you may face penalties and interest on that when you do that final reconciliation on your tax return and make that payment at year end. You can pay for estimated taxes directly on the IRS website. Just make sure when you're filling out the form, making the payment, that you select estimated tax payments and the quarter and the year that it's related to. Or you can mail in a check. And if you do any kind of mailing of a check, you use for IRS form 1040-ES. And don't forget about the state side. That piece is important as well. Google your state to see how you can make a payment for them. Hopefully this was helpful. As we get into Q1 due date coming up and Q2, 3, 4 coming up as well, I hope this was helpful to give you kind of an idea of what can you plan for? Because this is an important part of being a business owner is being prepared for these items. So hopefully this was helpful. I know that this is going to be something that is going to come up every single year and every single quarter. It's going to be like, oh, got to make an estimated tax payment. So put a note on your calendar prior to those due dates to say, oh, I got to remember to make my estimated tax payments. I want to thank you for listening to another episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.